The Future of SES initiative, as it's known, started with meetings between parents and educators to create a new vision statement for the school. About 30 parents met recently in the Soperse Elementary lunchroom to talk about the school, what's working and what isn't. Matt Gray led them through the process. He's with a group called Civic Canopy and works with schools and parents to build culture and develop shared values. He started by reminding them that schools are, in his words, special, sacred places. Then the parents got to work in small groups.
And so I'm going to ask just for a minute that we circle up the best we can, and maybe just a circle around the room like that.
To talk about successes at Soperse, such as attention to student needs, inclusion, and family engagement. And to talk about areas that need work, like increasing class sizes and the cutbacks that have happened recently to computer education classes. This provided Gray with enough information to guide the parents into a system called the Community Learning Model. Basically, it's all about bringing groups of people together to collaborate on ways to envision and then create improved systems. The idea to establish a new vision for the school comes from the state of Colorado. Soperse Elementary is part of the state's Turnaround Network, designed to reverse declining test scores on state assessments. Principal Dave Lindenberg, who's been at the school for about a year and a half, says it was time for a new vision for the school, especially after a recent consolidation meant Soperse lost hundreds of students and about two dozen teachers when nearby Riverside Elementary opened.
We thought, you know, it would be good to make sure we're tracking in the way that parents want to see in terms of outcomes for kids. And that's really the main question we're grappling with. There's, you know, what's working? What do we want to keep here that we've already been doing? What are some maybe new ideas and directions we might want to consider for the future?
This is the first time Lindenberg has been involved in such a detailed planning process for a school. And they're using Civic Canopy to guide it and to crunch the data that comes back. And while he's excited to work with groups like Civic Canopy, he credits both the school staff and parents for being the most important resource for getting things done at Soperse.
So the collaboration of so many parents, it's a remarkable thing. So those pieces being really, really great resources, we recognize that right off the bat. The question that just kind of kept coming up again and again was, well, is there a different direction or is there an add-on that we need to be thinking about?
Dave Lindenberg sees the visioning process at Soperse Elementary through the eyes of an educator and a parent. He has two kids attending the school.
As a parent, I have my hat and my opinions, but then I have to really put on my principal hat and honor that, you know, this is a process of getting a lot of voices and getting a lot of, you know, direction from all the people who care about Soperse and send their kids to us lovingly every day. And whatever people come up with in terms of themes, you know, we're going to be great. It'll just help direct us a little bit and give us a little bit more focus.
Back in the lunchroom, the visioning session is winding down. Matt Gray is asking parents to share what came up for them as they worked in small groups.
Just the love in the building, the family nature, the inclusiveness. The kids want to be here. They show up early to school.
As everyone files out, I talk to Mary Elizabeth Geiger, who has a child attending Soperse and is also on the school's board. What did she get out of the evening?
Just the enthusiasm, I think, of folks being excited about the school as it is right now and then, you know, wanting to be involved with where it's going to go. You know, I heard a lot about, you know, academic rigor and inclusion for all kids and families. And I think those are two great themes, you know, that Soperse does pretty well but could continue to improve upon.
Anything you think the school is completely excelling at right now that you're completely satisfied with?
It's very welcoming. It's super welcoming to everybody. It feels like a family when you walk in.
Soperse Elementary School hopes to have the vision statement and implementation plans ready by the end of the academic year in May. I'm Mark Dugan, KDNK News.